I just wanted to thank everybody, and it's amazing to be back after a few weeks that I was away. And I want to particularly thank everybody for, it was a great outpouring of support that I very, very much felt, and I'm very appreciative of that. And the best nechama for myself is to come back to family. I came back to my personal family, to my wife, to my kids. But coming back to the yeshiva family is just as much of a nechama. To see the faces, to see the guys. Last night, Rav Kalish was zocha to an amazing night. And one of the things Rav Kalish said is that he feels that in light of what's going on now with Klal Yisrael, that he feels a desire that Jews should gather, people should gather. We should forbring, we should get together, we should spend time together, spend more time together. And I particularly enjoy this. I like Mishmar a lot. I like Mishmar a lot because it brings a lot of different elements of yeshiva together, a lot of different people, personalities, people who are in different places over the course of the week. It brings us together, and there's a great advantage, there's a great benefit that the people get together, Jews get together, but not just Jews. Last night I saw one of the alumni of yeshiva, and he graduated, he went on to the next level, yeshiva, so to speak. And he told me that he would never say this when he was here, because he didn't feel that way when he was here. But now that he's left here, he's left yeshiva, he said the thing that bothers him the most where he is that where he is now, he's in an amazing place. The best Rebbeim, the best guys, a very high level, a very impressive place. But he said that it's a base medrash. It's a base medrash. It's a lot of guys learning. It's a lot of Rebbeim giving shiurim on a very high level. Serious guys, motivated, driven guys. But it's not a yeshiva. It's a base medrash. And I have a lot of nechama coming back to a yeshiva. It's a yeshiva where guys, they come together. We spend time together. We have a good time together. We laugh together. Sometimes we cry together. And we sit together. We sing together. We eat together. But it's a place where we're together. And people need to appreciate while they're here what we have, because I know sometimes you take for granted what is so easy or what is so commonplace in these walls, that I don't know if everybody is of the same attitude that I have, but for sure the message that I try to drive is that this is not a base medrash. I'm not interested in, if I wanted a base medrash, I have plenty of bate medrashim in my own community. I come to a yeshiva where we support each other, we care about each other, we inspire each other, we bring each other up, we think about each other, we smile together, we have a good time together. And sometimes you have to compromise your own interests, sometimes you have to compromise your own agendas for the sake of the yeshiva. You're not losing anything. It's a big mistake, and I say this very, I'm saying it very calmly, very nicely, but it's a big mistake when you think you're too stark or not stark enough to connect to this type of gathering. This is the most powerful gathering of Jews that are doing the same thing in the same place over the course of a year to spend time together. Whatever it is, if you're, like Kalish said in his gorgeous way last night, if you're in the back talking, interrupting, if you're disrupting on the side, if you're vaping in the corner, whatever you're doing. But you're part of the gathering. And sometimes when you have a family gathering, you know, the uncle is making a fool of himself in the corner, and then, you know, the aunt got drunk over there, and everybody has to be themselves. But together, you could be yourselves, we could be ourselves together. And speaking about the chabura, speaking about the group that we have here in yeshiva, as big as yeshiva gets, it'll only get too big when we can't gather together. And as long as we can still gather together and we feel comfortable with each other, we could have 1,000 people, we could have 2,000 people, it's not a numbers game. It's about, do we care about being together? That's all that matters. So in terms of being together, there's one guy, Eitan Meir. I don't know if everybody knows him. He's a very tzanua. He's very modest, very humble guy. Eitan Meir. He's a major, major part of the Chabura. I spent a lot of time with him last year, mostly learning from him, mostly watching him, mostly admiring him. A little bit, I also tried to, we learn together. But mostly I spent the time, I think we all spent the time, that those who were in my shiur last year, just admiring and learning and being in awe of him. And I think he's a kavua. He comes steady to Mishmar. He's here all the time. I can't see if he's here or where he is, but I'm guessing he's here somewhere. And Eitan Meir, they told me, he told me, I forgot. It's hard for me to digest it, to accept it, that he's leaving. He's leaving before next Thursday. And I want Mikol HaLev, not just from my heart, but from the heart of Yeshiva, from the heart of the place, from the heart of the people, from the heart of everything that we have here, he's a pillar. He's a tremendous pillar. And it's going to take maybe, I don't know, 20, 30 guys to fill in what Eitan Meir's been doing here. So it's been tremendous getting to know him, getting to watch him, getting to see him, being inspired by him, from him. It's a huge hefsid, huge loss for Yeshiva that he's going. And he's going to bring light to the next place that he goes. He'll bring a lot of light. So we need a lot of guys to burn a little brighter, because the light of Eitan Meir is going to the next place. But we wish him a lot of hatzlacha, and we thank him for everything that he's done for us, everything that he's accomplished within Yeshiva. His name's Jacoby also, if you don't know who I'm talking about. So as much as it's an achama to come back and be with the chevra, it's difficult to go to Golis. And this week we go to Golis together. Elish Shmos, we all the names. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, all the names. Your name is somewhere in those names. We go to Golis. And Mitzrayim is not just any Golis. Mitzrayim is maybe the primary Golis. It's the Golis of all Golios. And Klai Yisrael, we're going not in the past. It's not a past tense, it's a present tense. It's Elish Shmos B'nei Yisrael. These are the names that we're all part of. And we're going now to the Golis. And if you're not yet in that mindset to go to the Golis, at least you're in the mindset to sit in your palace and Vayar B'Sivloson. You watch in their pain. You watch in their hard labor. Vayar B'Sivloson. And there's a lot of exhaustion and despair in the Golis. And it's a painful place. It's not a pleasant place. And that's what you feel like you're going. You start a new sefer that feels his chatshas, feels like there's freshness, there's excitement. And the first thing, you walk into the sefer and we're going on a journey to a terrible place. We're going to the worst place, to Mitzrayim, the worst place. The place of confinement, the place where we can't grow. You're going to a place that has mitzarim, it has walls, it has boundaries that you can't break out of. It limits you. It pushes you down. It doesn't let you be yourself. It tells you what to do and how to do and when to do against your will, things that you don't want to do. And when Klai Yisrael got to the depth of that Golus, they felt they got to a point that from Ve'elish Shmos, I've spoken about this in the past, it's not for tonight, the Ve'elish Shmos have turned into the greatest lack of an identity. There's no names. The sefer that opens up with names, there's no names. There's a guy that came from Beis Levi and he took Bas Levi, and Moshe doesn't really tell us his real name. Moshe's not his real name. It's his slave name, so to speak. And there's no names, and Shifra and Pua are not names. And the book of names has no names because when you get to the depth of Golos and you're confined in Mitzrayim, in a place of Mitzrayim, when you're the most confined, you can't be. You don't even know who yourself is. You lost all sight of who you are. You lost all of your identity and all of your purpose. So when you get to the depth of the Golis and you no longer exist, you're just numbers on an arm, you know, like your grandmothers, your great-grandmothers that were just 7, 4, 8, 9, 3, 1, numbers on an arm, cattle stamped with numbers. You have no identity, no purpose of your own. So you get to a place, Vayonchu b'nei Yisrael, Vayonchu, Vayizaku, you like a, forgive me, but like cattle, like animals, you just, there's a painful sound that emanates from your soul and comes out through your mouth, but just a painful cry, Vayonchu Vayizaku, about who you've become, about where you are, about what's with your family and Klal Yisrael, and the glorious nation that was Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the Shvatim, and Yosef, who ran the whole country. And now we got to the lowest of places, so only thing that comes out is a noise, Vayonchu Vayizaku, and tears and scars that we've accumulated over 210 years in the darkest of places, being limited and not being allowed to be our true selves, be true to ourselves. And that lasts for 210 years, but it lasts for 4 psukim. It's Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, 4 psukim. The Parsha of Golos lasts for 4 psukim. That's it. I believe, I hope, I want to believe that more than four psukim, the Rabbanu Shalom is not interested in taking us back to. Four psukim, Yud Aleph through Yud Aleph. He takes us back to that terrible existence. And then in the fifth pasuk, sixth, right after those four, Vayishma, after that noise came out of our souls, of Vayanchu, Avizaku, Vayishma, Hashem's response, Vayishma, he heard, Vayiskar, and he remembered. And in the next pasuk, Vayar, he saw, Vayeda, and he knew. And that was it. Sefer Shmos is over. The Sefer, not the Parsha, the whole book is over. We went to a terrible place. It was a terrible time. We don't want to go back there ever again. So we cried out from the depth of our soul. Vayishma, Vayizkar, Vayar, Vayeda. End of story. The end. Go to sleep now. Enough. That was the whole Gula. That was the Galus. That was the Gula, because that's all you need. You need the pain, you need the cry, and you need the Vayeda, and Vayar, and Vayishma, and Vayiskor, and that's the whole storyline. And the next pasuk, Umoshe Hayaroa, Moshe was a shepherd, starts telling the story about the practical process of setting the wheels in motion, just to fill in the lines, the blanks, of how that Geula came to be. But in truth, after the first few psukim, everything ended. Because once you have a painful cry, a shout, a yell, he hears, he sees, he listens, he responds, and that's it. So what do you need the rest? You only needed 15, 16, 17 psukim. What's the whole rest? So I want to tell you what the whole rest is. When you get into such a deep Memtes Shari Tumma, the deepest of Tumma, like we said, you lose your name, you lose your identity, you forget who you are, you forget who you're supposed to be. And there's a process of rebuilding. There's a process after the taxing and arduous 210 years. There's a process that needs a tremendous amount of strength in order to rebuild the individuals and the nation. And there was no identity. They didn't know how to identify or what to identify with. And not only did they not have an identity, but certainly they didn't have an identity that would endure. Because very nice, you had the glory days of Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yosef. But that fell apart. That was destroyed in an instant. Paro got us all to work, and then everything was over. So you want us to come back now to recreate something, put us in a process to rebuild, but for what? It's just going to lead. We knew Benavua, Beruach HaKodesh from the Mesorah. We knew one Golus after another Golus after the next Golus. For what? To build it again for it to be destroyed? So we needed some type of enduring identity. So Sefer Shmos is not about the Gol, not a book about the Golus. The Golus, four psukim, very quick, in and out. Hashem doesn't want us to be there. It's a book about our identity. An identity that's going to endure. And that identity has to start from the source. So Moshe asked Hashem, you want me to go to your people? Tell me who sent me. Who's sending me? Where are we starting from? What's the starting point of our people, of our nation, that we're rebuilding? What's your name? What's your identity? Hashem responds. He says, Eheke, Shem Hashem, it's Kadosh. Eheke, Asher Eheke. Literal, I'll be what I'll be. A new name. We never heard that name. Elokim, we heard. Yod Kei Vav Kei, we've seen. I'll be what I'll be. What do you mean, I'll be what I'll be? I never heard such a name. This is one of your names. This is the name that's going to start the process of the enduring identity of Klal Yisrael. I'm going to be what I'm going to be. I don't even know what that means. Says Rashi from Chazal, Eheye imon bitzora zos, I'll be with them through this difficult time. Asher eheye imon b'shibud shar malchios, just like I'll be with them in all the upcoming difficult times. That's the platform. That's the source. That's the basis. That's the foundation of which we're going to build upon. that I'm going to be with you in this painful time, just like I'm going to be with you in all the painful times ahead. Amar Lefanav. Moshe hears this. Ribono Shel Olam. Dayam Bitzarazu. What are you doing? We're suffering right now in the worst place, and you're telling me that you want to rebuild on a platform of, hey guys, not just we're going to be in a bad place today, we're going to be also in a bad place a few more years ahead, and then again a few more years. Dayam Bitzarazu. They have enough problems now. You don't need to start telling them about future problems. What's he saying? What kind of name is this? I'm going to be with you in all your problems. We're not looking for problems. We don't want problems. We want to escape. Vayanchu, vayizaku. Get me out of these problems. And I don't even understand what Rashi, what Chazal is saying. Because they say, I'll be with you in this problem like in the future problems. You said it backwards. It should be, I'm going to be with you in the future just like I'm with you today. Today I'm with you. Moshe, you see I'm with you now. So don't worry, I'm going to be with you also then, just like I'm with you now. He said it backwards. He said, I'll be with you now, like I'll be with you in the future. The future, you don't have a raya. What's your proof? It never happened. You tell me I'll be with you today, like in the future? What are you saying even? So there's a massive change. There's a massive change that happens in the beginning of this book. That the days of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov are long gone. And there's a massive change in our people and who we are and what we identify with and how we behave. What's our hanhaga? How we behave. Because there's a massive change in how Hashem behaves. There's a massive change in our identity because Hashem is introducing a massive change in His own identity. I know you never heard the name. You only heard the Yurkei Vavkei. You only heard that Elohim, there's going to be a new name. There's going to be a massive change in my identity, says Hashem. A massive change in how I behave with you and how I treat you. It's going to be a massive change in how I run this world. And in light of that, there's going to be a massive change how you behave. There's going to be a massive change how you run in your world, in your life. And there's going to be a massive change in our relationship. It's a funny Gemara in Brachos. It says, Kriyashma's Derabonon. It's against what we know. The Gemara says, Kriyashma's Derabonon. And Emes V'yatziv, after Kriyashma, Emes V'yatziv is Deraisa. Says Rashi, why is Emes V'yatziv Deraisa? Because in Emes V'yatziv, we're maskir bo yitzis mitzrayim. What does he mean? He means what you know he means. He means that after you're done with Shema and you're saying all those Emes V'yatziv, all those words and a whole things about Shibchu Geulim, Al Tzvas Hayam, all these things that your mom is trying to speed through because you're not interested and you don't understand and you're not interested to understand, you say the most amazing things. Tonight, my dreams are very lofty, but tonight my dream is we're gonna learn davening and maybe we're gonna daven. In Emes V'yatziv, we say, Ezros Avoseinu Atahu Me'olam. You saved our fathers for eternity. Magen Moshiach, you protected, you brought salvation. To who? Libnehem Acharehem Bechol Dor Vador. In every generation, you take care of us, you look out for us. And you bring us protection. Ram v'nisa gadol v'noram. You're amazing. Mashpil geim. You put down those who are arrogant. Magbia shefolin. You bring up those who are having a hard time. Don't feel so good about themselves. Motzi asirim. People who are stuck in their lives. You take them out of their prison. Poda anovim. Ozer dalim. Ve'one la'amo be'esh shavon elov. And you answer your nation when they call out to you. We're maskir yitzias mitzrayim. We're maskir the geula because there's one thing that happened by the geula. The world that we praise God about ma'ase bereishis. A world that we remind God that He created the world, that He started the whole thing. that ceases to exist, we're starting a new trend. From now on, we talk Zecher Liitzias Mitzrayim. Zecher Liitzias Mitzrayim. Everything that has nothing to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim has become a Zecher Liitzias Mitzrayim. Tzitzis is a Zecher Liitzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is Zecher Liitzias Mitzrayim. Every mitzvah becomes Zecher Liitzias Mitzrayim. Because what did we learn in Yitzias Mitzrayim? That Onel La'amo Ve'eish Shavam Elof. A new world. A new hanhaga, a new relationship, a new identity, a new connection. I'm going to be with you, not in miracles. Don't confuse this. This is not a miraculous thing that Hashem is practicing. Onel la'amo be'eish shavam elof. When you call out, I answer to you. When there's a vayizaku, vayionchu, there's going to be a vayishma, vayar, Vayeda, I'm going to be with you the whole way through. Libnehem acharehem bechol dor vador. Nothing changed. Absolutely nothing changed. And I want to say strong, you don't like davening because you don't say emes v'yatzev. You ask me why you don't connect to davening because you don't say emes v'yatzev. You don't say emes v'emunah. You ask me why you don't believe in tefillah? Because you don't believe in emes v'yatziv. And emes v'yatziv is the oraisa. Emes v'yatziv is the hanhaga. Emes v'yatziv is how Hashem carries our world. How He carries our people. How He carries Himself. How He carries our identity. But we struggle to identify with that. And a famous gemara we all know, and I think we misinterpret. I think. I could be wrong. I'm going to tell you something I never heard. And I don't understand why I never heard it. And it's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. But I know it's emes. It's a famous gemara you heard a lot of times. Amar Rava. Shemachnis an adam ledin. After 120, you go upstairs. And they're going to ask you a few questions. They're going to ask you, nosata v'nosata be'emuna. You're honest in business. Be honest in business. You can't be Jewish if you're not honest in business. Kovata itim la Torah. You learned a little every day. You learned a lot every day. I understand you have to be an Erlich, a Jew, honest Jew. That's your daily living. That's day to day. Kovata itim la Torah. You got to get close to Hashem. Learn about His laws. Learn about His ways. That's a day to day. That's a daily living. Asakta b'piria b'rivya. Did you continue? Did you allow the world to continue? Did you populate my world? Were you machanach your children? I understand these things. And then he says a strange question. Always bothered me, a strange question. See, peace of the Yeshua. Did you look forward to Yeshua? Did you anticipate? Did you get excited about Yeshua? I know it's important. Don't get me wrong. I know it's important. But it's not my day to day. It's not my daily honest work. It's not my night seder. It's not my... You know, raising my family, raising my children. Tzipisa l'Yeshua, how did it fall into these questions? Tzipisa l'Yeshua, says Rashi, Tzipisa l'Yeshua means, did you look forward to the salvation of Divrei Nevi'im? I don't even know what that means. The Ezekiel, Isaiah, that's which one? Mashiach? Everybody says Mashiach, he's talking about Mashiach. Also, I'm not denying that. But it's more. It's more. Did you learn every day? Did you take care of your kids? Did you raise your family every day? When you went to work, were you honest every day? And did every day you call out to me to help me with your life and your issues? When you needed a salvation every day, see, peace of Yeshua. Did you say Emes V'yatziv today? Did you realize today that I came, libnehem achareim bechol dor vador, that I'm here for you like I was here for them? That eheke asher eheke, Moshe, you should know, I'm going to be with them today like I'm going to be with them all the days. All the days that you struggle, all the days that you're challenged, all the days that you're here on this world living life, which is always work and effort and one test after the next test. Did you tzipisa li Yeshua? Because tzipisa li Yeshua is a day-to-day. Because I want you to experience on your day-to-day, Eke Asher Eke, because it was Nischadish in the world, in this book, not the Golos. It was renewed in this world, a new Hanhaga. My identity as the Rabbono Shel Olam is no longer Yurke Vavke and Elokim. My identity is with my people. My whole existence is with my people, for my people, because of my people. My whole purpose in this world, says the Rabbono Shel Olam, is Be'esh Shavam Elov, when they call out to me. So how do you start a Shmoneh Esrei without an Emes V'Yatziv? About recognizing and remembering and realizing that Be'esh Shavam Elov Livneim Achareim Bechol Dor Vador. Not miracles. I'm not talking about miracles. Don't get all excited that we're going to get no miracles. The new Hanhaga. It's how I run my world. If my people are Vayizaku, Vayionchu, Emes V'yatsiv D'oraisa, Ve'esh Shavim Elov, then I'll be Magin U'Moshiach, Levneim Achareim, Bechol Dor V'dor. And Tzadik B'Emunaso Yichye, the Navi says, you can wrap up the whole Torah, a wild Gemara. The Navi says you can wrap up all the mitzvahs, all 613 into one. It's a kfira dika Gemara. The Gemara is telling you it's denying Kal Torah Kula. You can wrap all 613 into one. Tzadik be'emunaso yichye. If to walk with the Rabbono Shel Olam, because he's walking with you. And my separation was for the whole world, but the Geula was for us. That every time you're going to find yourself in a place of Mitzarim, and that's called every day. That's called every day. That every day when you find yourself in a place of Mitzarim, Vayzaku Vayonchu, and then Be'esh Shavam Elov, Micha Moicha Be'elim Hashem, Micha Moicha Nedar Bakoidesh, Noira Tehilo Yisosef Ela, Melech Oizer Moshiach Mogin. Vayar, Vayedo, Vayishmo, and he responds. This is our identity. Shemos is the name of our people. It's the identity of the Rabbono Shel Olam, and it's our identity. I listen a lot to Rabbi Kalish. For me, last night was a Yontov. It was a Yontov, that's why I hold. You're not supposed to drink always. People don't drink, you know. You're not supposed to, chas v'shalom, get into terrible habits drinking. But on Yom Tov, mitzvah to have a drink. So I held last night what was going on, what mitzvah was going on, because it was Yom Tov. So things that normally don't go on in our base medrash, last night it was mutter because it was Yom Tov. It was Yom Tov. It was a big Yom Tov last night. So bottles weren't passed around. I had a kasha also. I was wondering also. I didn't know. I wasn't going to start it. But I listen to a lot to Rabbi Kalish, and I find him to be a light on our generation, for our generation. Rabbono Shel Olam put him as a tremendous light into our generation. And I heard him say in the last few weeks, in the last few months, that we're a people of prayer. That's all he needs to say. Like you saw last night, he just needs to smile and give you a hug. That's all. And somehow, you're a different person. Somehow you become connected to the Shekhinah because of his smile and his hug and the light that emanates from his eyes and from his words. We're a people of prayer. And if somebody struggles with davening, that's called everybody. If somebody struggles with davening, because you don't know Emes V'Yatziv. And we have to know Emes V'Yatziv. And that's Sefer Shmos. Our whole identity is Emes V'Yatziv. Our whole identity. I don't want to start a new religion, but I want to start not just a morning kollel before shachris. You're going to think I'm crazy. Maybe a morning shachris. I want to start that you could start davening also a little bit before, a little early to say a little more with kavana. I have a problem now. I'll speak a little bit my personal life problem right now. It's very hard for me to daven. I have a lot of pressure, anxiety, stress. I got to stand in front of everybody. I have you know, afraid to public speaking, to stand in front of everybody. You're looking at me. He says, I'm going too fast. I'm going too slow. I have to follow the Rosh. It's very hard for me to daven. And I miss a lot. When I got to sit in my seat, I would just say, Berachas HaShachar, and I would get stuck. I would get lost. And I miss getting lost in my Shemoneh Esrei. I gotta speed up, make sure I'm in time to do my Chazaras HaShatz now. But I miss getting lost in Shemoneh Esrei. You gotta get lost in Shemoneh Esrei. Get lost, and then suddenly wake up and say, oh man, time has passed, and I'm still crying. I'm still Vayzaku, Vayonchu. We need you. Personally, for everything, for everyone, we need you. We need you. That's our people. That's our identity. So I want to like a throwback to our identity, our origin, our source. Eke asher eke. The davening's a davening. The davening's a davening. So I like the morning kolo. The morning kolo should continue. But a few other guys, maybe other guys, a morning shachris. Put on tefillin a little bit, to daven a little bit, to Vayizaku, to connect a little bit, Vayonchu, to touch the Kisei HaKovet. And Mirtz Hashem should be big schuz for you, for your Hemshech, for your continuation, for your growth, for Yeshiva B'chlal, for Klai Yisrael. Have a great Shabbos.